With all the recent headlines about big corporate profits and gains on Wall Street, many would think that the recession is over. However, teenagers are still feeling the pinch, and that's important because teens bring in an estimated $125 billion in sales for retailers. 13-year-old Charlie Osborne says his parents have cut back on spending, and he tries not to ask them for too much.
I usually wait for my birthday or Christmas to get stuff and don't really spend other than that.
The slow economy has made 18-year-old Warren Stokes more strategic in his buying habits.
I buy clothes before they're in season, I guess. I bought winter clothes before it's wintertime. Like, I bought pants in the summer.
According to a recent New York Times article, Warren's not alone. Abercrombie & Fitch, a retailer hugely popular with youth, reported a 34% drop in sales, while stores like Hot Topic, a more modestly priced store, have seen a 14% increase. Warren, a Y Press journalist, says he's become used to spending less. Others in the Y Press office have become more frugal as well, looking at the clearance racks and finding the 2-for-$4 bargain t-shirts.
I don't shop at the mall at all anymore, but I shop at, like, Kohl's. They always have sales.
At my school, there seems to be a definite shift in what's cool and what's not. I've noticed fewer people wearing Abercrombie & Fitch shirts and more people wearing clothes from Aeropostale, American Eagle, and Old Navy. As for me, I haven't changed my buying habits that much. I still shop at the same stores I always have. But then again, I've always been relatively frugal when it comes to clothes and shoes. Stores are probably hoping for a big holiday season to help improve sales. I wonder if teens will want items from the less expensive stores for Christmas as well, meaning some of these newfound spending habits may be here to stay. For Y Press, I'm Harishi Deshpande.